L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on Moscow in two directions. One direction is Kabul, the tragedy now closing, an opportunity for Moscow to comment these next weeks until the meeting is scheduled in Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan, which borders Afghanistan, and is greatly worried about the radicalization of the border area. The Tajiks are dominant in the north of Afghanistan. The Pashtuns are dominant in the south of Afghanistan. The meeting, however, includes Xi Jinping of the People's Republic of China, observer status for India, observer status for Iran, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So, what is the opportunity for Vladimir Putin? Good evening, Professor. Putin is a good bridge player, or if you want to be more exciting, a good poker player. He continues to play weak hands wonderfully. What's his card at Dushanbe?
Well, I think that Putin is a good player, but he's not going to win any jackpots. I'm not a gambler, so I can't distinguish between all the things, but he's... The problem that we've talked about several weeks is that although Putin works at the edges, there's no big payoff that he can get anywhere. I think he'll do well because of his connections with the former Soviet republics, Muslim republics. But before that, I would like to make one thing very, very clear, and that is we must not forget the Taliban, which is an Islamic fundamentalist group based on conviction and religious passion, perhaps not 100%, but 80% at least, has just won an overwhelming victory in Afghanistan, which is a country larger, substantially larger than France. And having just won this, defeating the United States in perhaps the most humiliating defeat of American history, Taliban is not in the mood to negotiate with or make concessions to or seek acceptance and accommodation with the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the United Nations, or anybody. They feel that history is now going their way. Islamic history has always said, Allah is taking us to an Islamic world. For a couple of hundred years there, it looked as though Islam wasn't going anywhere. Now they're on the road. So we must not forget that the people who are most important and are really going to call the shots is our Taliban. And they're, thanks to us, they're extremely well armed and they're motivated and they have intelligent people. So anyway, Putin has the great advantage that to the north of Afghanistan is the more than million square miles of the five former Soviet republics, which were carved out of Russian Turkestan. These are Islamic. These are Turkic. They are, however, not radical. They have a relatively quiet way of life compared to, say, the Middle East, and they are worried enough by what's going on that they have allowed Russian bases to be placed in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan. So I think that Putin is going to have a relatively easy time forming a bloc with these people, and he is also in a position to prevent them from being overrun, at least immediately, by Islamic, or underrun by Islamic fundamentalism. As for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, it might be marginally ahead of the United Nations for effectiveness, but it is a collection of incompatible states.
I turn to, then, from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to the issue of climate change, which will be on the agenda, Dushanbe. The reason I bring up climate change is that Vladimir Putin, because he lacks legitimacy, as we understand it, is extremely sensitive to popular opinion, even more so than our politicians, Professor, is my observation. So,
yes.
It is true that 25% of the Russian public doubts climate change, but 75% doesn't, and Vladimir Putin pays attention to that. The fires of Siberia are right now said to be so intense that the smoke is collecting over the Arctic. I know it's come to the United States with the jet stream. The fires have also set on fire the peat, the underlying part of the taiga, which will burn all winter. This led Putin to say, I'm sending in more resources to fight these fires. I'm told the area that's on fire is about the size of India to begin with. So we're looking at the coldest
yes.
part of Siberia. The question here is, how does Vladimir Putin approach climate change? That is not in his original understanding of the leader of Russia.
Well, I think that there's not anything much that he or anyone else can do about it. Scientifically, climate change is still a mystery. There's no question that things are different than they were in our grandparents' time. But we hear global warming. There are also people warning of global cooling. I heard once an eminent geophysicist talk about this, and all I can say is that this is an extremely complicated issue involving a multiplicity of variables. So there's no simple thing to do. Since there's no simple thing to do, what will Putin do? He's going to send more resources in. I see he's got several thousand people there fighting the fire now, as you say, in an area. It's the biggest sort of subordinate area in any country. It's the biggest area that's not an independent country in the world. The permafrost is melting. Everything is going wrong. He can't reverse that. We can't reverse that. But I think that if he shows some sensitivity or appears to show some sensitivity to it, that will help him. However, if things keep going wrong, he doesn't have a lot of credibility, I think. One thing to remember is that Russia is now a constitutional state, although it is highly imperfect. There is a degree of freedom of speech, a degree, but it's enough to make a huge difference. And I think the peak of his popularity has probably already passed. And there's already talk about, you know, what after Putin. So he will simply have to improvise, because there is no solution to the problem that they have, any more than we have a solution to our fires in California.
All right, I'll press you on this, however, because a solution I'm not looking for. Adapting is available, however. And the Kremlin is non-transparent. You will agree with that, Professor. We cannot.
I certainly agree. I most certainly, most emphatically agree with that.
Do you believe the Kremlin can pour resources into adaptation? That would mean resettling people or dealing with the phenomena of the fires, which will come again. The taiga is ungoverned. Or dealing with what you'd have to say is a cutback of greenhouse gases. Is the Kremlin organized to do that?
I think they're going to have great difficulty with it. You have to realize just the size of this area, the immense distances, the facts that the populations are concentrated in odd places that are separated from each other. What you're really talking about is the area that did not become settled by non-locals until the time of Stalin. And then Stalin basically had, there were two hideous camps, Magadan and Norilsk, which are on the margins of this area. And that was when population started moving in. The Kremlin takes a very long time to get anything organized. They're resource short, and one of the resources that they lack is reliable administration, honest reporting, and so forth. If you look, for instance, at the treatment of Lake Baikal, one of the greatest treasures on the surface of the earth, they built a paper plant and started discharging paper mill waste into this pristine, most impressive and beautiful body of water. This is just irresponsible. And having had some experience with the old Soviet Union and now with Russia, all I can say is that they're at least as sloppy as the United States, and they don't have any sorts of mechanisms to control their bureaucracy and their people, even comparable to our legal system. So I'm not optimistic that the Kremlin can really do much.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Panasonic, we're deepening our commitment to sustainability, all with a vision for a greener, more equitable future. Achieving net zero is just the beginning. Panasonic, green impact. The climate crisis demands urgent action. That's why at Panasonic, we're deepening our commitment to sustainability and working to reduce our carbon emissions to net zero by 2030. By creating next-gen battery storage, leveraging renewable energy, and driving EV solutions, all with a vision for a greener, more equitable future. Achieving net zero is just the beginning. Panasonic, green impact.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.